You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to After the Lights Go
Confusion, disillusion. That's right. Welcome to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on your favorite listening station. It's We Talk Radio Network. That song right there was one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite artists. Shout out to Layla Hathaway. Listen, remember to breathe. Remember that, you know, because the day goes by so quick. And before you know it, it's like, man, did I breathe today? Did I eat today? Layla Hathaway is just reminding us that we got to stop and just breathe. You know what I mean? Shout out to an incredible person that we have to literally just stop for today. We just got to just stop because literally he owns this day. This is his day. Like specifically, it is his birthday today. Something years ago, I'll let him tell you how old he is if he wants to disclose that information. He was born today. And so we are going to say happy birthday to the incredible and amazing T. Smiley. What's up, T. Smiley?
What's up? What's up? I'm feeling the music, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta breathe.
Yeah, gotta breathe. What? Talk to me. Are you breathing today? I know it's your birthday. You're moving quick. A lot going on.
Listen, I'm breathing. I'm chilling. And I told them, I'm here at work, but at the same time, it's my birthday, so don't expect me to do a lot.
Real talk.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. I'm chilling.
That's like the standard, though. Like when you have a birthday, the boss can't expect you to do much. You're really coming in and getting paid to do nothing. Because, I mean, even though you're going to do a little work, you're really not going to be a top producer on your birthday. Now, there are some show outs who are like, nah, I'm going to do everything I can. It's my birthday. But most of us are realistic. We're going to chillax on our birthday, even if we do have to work. Shout out to T. Smiley for having to go in today and serve.
Yeah, it's the middle of the week. It's the middle of the week. As they say, it's hump day. So ain't nothing really going on, you know. Ain't nothing really going on for me to take off to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I'm a worker. I don't like to take off. I can do my stuff on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy my birthday on the weekend. So
let's talk about birthday plans. What you got planned for the weekend? You know, I know it is a special, special day today, but the weekend is the big time, you know, to hang out and really enjoy the family and friends, you know, because most people can't come out during the week, like you said. So what's the big plan for the weekend?
Well, you know, the weekend we're going to start off right, you know, with the Cave Radio Show. We got this set up to where I won't call us to call in and, you know, say happy birthday. I know tonight it'd be kind of like a hit and miss, but on my show, we're going to do a whole birthday deal. We might talk a little bit. Matter of fact, we are going to talk. I have a guest that I'll be interviewing, this Saturday coming up at 10 a.m. So after that, we'll be taking calls. We'll probably just play some music, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, we're going to go to Austin Avenue, just a hangout spot. We're going to enjoy each other, you know, eat some good old food, some little snack packs, and get out there on the patio and just have time with family and friends. So looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm excited. And you have a very special guest for your birthday this weekend. You've got a young man by the name of Joshua McClain, a.k.a. J Soulful Music. And you can check him out at jsoulfulmusic.com. He is a singer, songwriter, and entrepreneur from Mississippi. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Y'all call in Saturday. Wish T. Smiley a happy birthday. The call-in number is 563-999-3456.
Yeah, y'all hear that pause? Y'all heard that pause? I was supposed to come in right there. 563-999-3456 is the call-in number. You guys call in. Call in, man. Holler at your boy. We can talk.
That's right. It's going down. So you can definitely call in tonight if you want to wish T. Smiley a happy birthday. If you don't want to be live and you just want me to you just want to say happy birthday, push your number one anyway, and I'll in between songs, I'll come check the line and see who wants to say happy birthday and see who's just here to hang out. Either way, we appreciate all the fun and the love for everybody who's here so far. Hey, push the number one if you want to speak to T. Smiley. If not, hang there, hang tight, and I'll come figure out who exactly is here and what you want to say to T. Smiley today. So again, this is the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I got to play something real quick. Hold on. Y'all watch this.
You're listening to After the Lights Go Out.
Now, I played that earlier. T. Smiley, I gotta give a big shout out to my sister. My sister, she actually created that many years ago when I first started After the Lights Go Out, probably in 2000. I started in 2008, 2009. I think about 2009, 10, something like that. She created that little intro for me. So that literally is the oldest intro that I have on We Talk Radio Network. That's super cool. I found it the other day. I was like, yes, yes, because you know it's been so long and I got so many other intros and this, that, and the other. So I found that when I was like, yes, we got to go back to the oldies and the goodies. So shout out to my sister for putting that together for me. You know, we got a lot of amazing people who've been around for many, many years, a part of We Talk Radio Network, some that have been around for a few months, a few days. It doesn't matter how long you've been here as a listener, as a fan, as a follower, as a staff member, a team member, board member, intern, volunteer. Doesn't matter. We appreciate you being here, being a part of the network, to all of our radio personalities. Excellent job. Kudos to you. If you guys haven't checked out the E-Man After Show on Sunday nights at 9 Central Standard Time, the Cave Radio Show on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., Kia D Unplugged Monday nights at 8, tomorrow, Thursday at 4 p.m., the Diamond Crew Podcast. Man, listen, Fridays at 4, the Diamond Crew Kids, Fridays at 7, Friday Night Hype with DB. Saturdays at 2, the Ken and Rye Show. Sundays at 10, you've got the Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jerry Ginn. Emily Blue and Deanne Lack come in with Brand New Day on Sundays at 7. Listen, we got everything lined up for you here on We Talk Radio Network. You don't have to miss
that's
a
right,
thing.
Right.
Go to our website, wetalkradio.com. We got talk. We got music. We got conversation. We got inspiration and motivation. We got just about everything. We got men talk, real boys talk. You got all that. Youth talk, teen talk, young adult talk, college talk, you name it, old folk talk. We got it all right here. Oh, We Talk Radio
listen.
Network, because we talk, we listen, and we
listen,
take action.
And we take action. That's right.
That
I
is our motto.
Say that.
Yes. And we love what we do here. So, y'all, thank you so much for supporting us and continuing to support us throughout these years. It's been a true blessing. If y'all, for y'all that do not know, myself and T. Smiley got engaged on the 3rd of July. I'm super excited. I can't believe it's like been 10 days already. That's like so cool, T. Smiley. I know, so cool. We're celebrating not only Keith Smiley's birthday, but our engagement and, you know, all of the great things that are coming on with that. My daughter, shout out to her. Shout out to From the Bottom Productions, her and her fiance Marcus. They own that company. And so she's also getting married as well. So we got double wedding next year, my daughter and myself. It's a lot of fun. You listen, if y'all want to get married, y'all can get married right here on We Talk Radio Network. I think we're going to start facilitating weddings. You know what I mean? We bringing love together,
oh,
T. Smiley. We bringing the love together, baby. You know, I got a feeling it was a lot of love there that day. You know, I got a feeling we put together a lot of love couples. I mean, there was already a lot of love couples there, but we locked in some bonds. They was looking at their women like, man, I got to do something like what T. Smiley did, but bigger, you know, like they was looking at you like that. Like, okay, how am I going to come bigger than this? Like, what am I going to do that's bigger
listen,
than this right
listen,
here?
Listen, for those of y'all that's listening and y'all haven't seen it, don't know what we're talking about, go over to wetalkradio.com and y'all will be able to see our video right there. Of that special moment between myself and Miss Kia, so
right.
we do have a video out there and pictures and everything, so y'all can go right there at wetalkradio.com and check that out.
We're gonna let T. Smiley get a choke. It sounds like on some dental over there. You need somebody to come pat you on your back, brother.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I had to raise my hands up. You know, when you're a little kid, when you're choking, you got to raise your hands. I was not choking.
Get them all the way up. Get them. Get them all the way up, brother. Get them all the way up. Listen, it is going down today. We're really excited about T. Smiley's birthday. He's got a special dinner being prepared, so I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited about the entire day and throughout the rest of the week. Definitely want to give T. Smiley his credits while credits are due. I also want to say happy birthday to anybody else who celebrates my birthday. My son-in-law, Marcus, will be celebrating his birthday on Friday. So shout out to you, Marcus, and anybody else who's celebrating a birthday. My cousin, Brad, celebrated a birthday last week. Anybody else celebrating birthdays, T. Smiley, that we know?
I'm trying to. Oh, I have an uncle. His birthday is on Sunday. So shout out to my uncle Chevelle. He's going. His birthday is on Sunday, the 18th. Yeah.
Shout out to your uncle Chevelle. I love it. You can definitely give him a birthday shout out on Saturday too. That's perfect. Cool. Well, I'm going to check these phone lines and then I'm going to come back. Once we come back, we're going to hang out, chat a little bit more. This song right here, T. Smiley, I'm going to dedicate this one to you. I got a young man named Eric Roberson. I'll never forget when I interviewed Eric Roberson about probably 2005. He came down to Dallas. I think it was about 2005, something like that. And I'm sorry, not 2005, 2015. I'm sorry, 2015. And when he was here, I actually had to meet him. It was real interesting because, you know, I'm real particular about where I do my interviews and how I do my interviews. But shout out to Jay Price. Right. Jay Price reached out to me and was like, listen, I got us this interview. It's with Eric Roberson. It's like, what? We got to meet him at his hotel. I said, excuse me? A what? It just sounded like a setup. And then I thought about Jay Price. I was like, Jay Price ain't going to do me like that. She legit. She above the board on everything she do. She ain't going to do me like that. So I went, and shout out to Eric Roberson, extremely professional young man. I don't know if he was married or not. It don't even matter. I didn't ask him because it wasn't even an important question. We were talking about albums, you know what I mean? So shout out to him. Shout out to him being incredible and being above the board and never looking at me any other kind of way and being extremely respectful, especially since I was in his hotel room, but I was with Jay Price too. So again, shout out to Eric Roberson. I have literally followed him since then. I was a lover of his music back then, but I was a lover of him and his music even more after having the chance to meet him that day. So this one right here, though, T. Smiley, is completely and 100% dedicated to you. This right here is nice. my new single by Eric Roberson. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. Lessons. We'll be back after the lights go out.
God has we a talk. Funny way of showing you lessons. Years I was there up in the sky with so many questions. Like, will I find someone for me? Or even if I'm standing in a place I need to be. I can't say that every love affair I had was perfect. But every painful day and late night was worth it. Now I realize.
Sleepless nights, all the heartbreak.
right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We are saying happy birthday today to the incredible and amazing T. Smiley, to everybody that has given a birthday wish so far. Thank you, thank you, thank you. T. Smiley, you have a couple of birthdays, happy wishes from, let's see, Felicia and Miss B and Miss, Miss Felicia, Miss Carol, Carolyn, they all say happy birthday. There's a special message, happy birthday message from Laura. Laura says, happy birthday to a spectacular man. You're the star today and every day. I hope this your celebration is the biggest and brightest one yet. So you do have four. I will be, if you're on the line and you want me to say happy birthday, if you want to say happy birthday to T. Smiley, hang tight. I will get to you. T. Smiley, you want to say anything to everybody who's saying happy birthday?
I just want to say appreciate it. Glad you guys came on or sent out your birthday wishes, man. I really appreciate it.
Wonderful.
Keep
everybody on the team says happy birthday. I did get some messages earlier from people on the team. I would be remiss if I did not mention that some of our team members, Keely Massino, E-Man, Pastor Jeremy Glenn, CP, HB, L-Dot, Mr. Diddy, they all said happy birthday to you, as well as Métis. Métis has happy birthday as well.
Wow. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for their love. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. We want you to continue to enjoy your day-to-day. It's all about you, brother, all about you. We do have a special story. T. Smiley, I actually had the opportunity to chat with you a little bit about it earlier. We didn't get to go deep into the topic, but I did want to just chat a bit about it today. There was a story about a young man who actually he has dementia, and you know, a lot of times with people when they have dementia, they tend to do things that, you know, us as quote unquote rational. This young man is of course married to his wife, and he decided that he wanted to put rubber bands. Okay, let me back up. This is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Okay, on the After the Lights Go Out radio show, for those of you who are new, we do ask you to put your children in the bed. We do ask you to put your children in the bed because we want to ensure that we are sometimes we can talk a little reckless, you know, to a certain degree. And so I just want to make sure on this particular show, After the Lights Go Out, we have our children in the bed before I continue on with my topic. So I'll give you 5 seconds. 3, 2, action. All right, here we go. A man, the title reads, and this is from the New York Post. Shout out to the New York Post for this particular article. The title of this story reads, man nearly strangles his penis to death with rubber bands. Mm-hmm. I'll just let you swallow that real quick. A Chicago, Illinois man suffering from dementia was hospitalized after binding his genitals with rubber bands until his penis began to rot. It's a strangulation case. Right. I know, right?
I mean, it couldn't have felt good. That's just
right.
There
was no blood flow means no oxygen supply, and the organ begins to die. Period, point blank. He's an 81-year-old man, and he had initially reported, he had initially reported to the hospital after suffering from a diabetic acidosis. I don't know how to say that right. You know, medical professionals, I'm sure, are screaming at the top of their lungs right now. It's a potentially deadly reaction to low levels of insulin stemming from his uncontrollable diabetes. And it was there that the Chicago native's wife revealed that he'd wrapped his scrotum in rubber bands and refused to remove them for 3 days. However, when asked about his testicle situation, the man seemed confused. Nonetheless, a subsequent examination revealed that the patient's situation, penis, was indeed severely swollen and had turned yellow and purple, signifying that it had begun to die. Doctors deduced that the man's unconventional hog ties had stopped the blood flow and damaged his member when coupled with his poor circulation from his underlying diabetes. It resulted in a neurotic gangrenation state. You know what gangrene is, right? Right. Gangrenation state is what it calls it.
Right.
In order to prevent further degradation, doctors burned out the dead flesh with a hot wire. And then they incised it with scalpels. Right. They also inserted a catheter into the area of the urethra to drain the reservoir of urine that had pooled because the patient's groin had prevented him from peeing. With the help of antibiotics, the patient will recover within 5 days. However, he failed to appear at his follow-up appointment 2 weeks later. According to reports from the doctors, he could have lost the whole member. He could have lost just the whole thing. And he would have been left with just the ball bag.
That's not funny. But, I mean, So if he had all those medical conditions, I'm thinking maybe something was numb to the fact that he didn't know or didn't realize that it was doing that until it was too late. I just can't imagine him knowing and being able to feel it for 3 days. I mean.
Yeah. I think that dementia just, I don't know. But what they said is a urologist actually said he was a urologist was interviewed, and the urologist said, in theory, if you left it on long enough, the penis could actually fall off. But he said he's never seen it happen.
I mean, that's amazing. That is amazingly crazy. I mean, I'm just glad he didn't lose it, but at the same time, he probably ain't gonna be able to use it. I mean, I don't know. Did I lose you, Miss Kia D? Are you there? Hello. I think I'm
there. I held my breath when they dipped my head, then I came up shiny and new. Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather too. Down by the river.
All right. Growing up, it was tough. We were glad for what little we I saw my Sarah old fam, Mississippi dirt roads and Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at. And oh, I held my breath when they dipped my hands and I came up shiny and laid down my burden. Found out about love in the back of my Impala with a the beach with the sand in my feet, place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too, cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my windows.
remembers me still. I'm packing my bags, I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river.
I
held my breath when they dipped my head in my hand of shiny and blue.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala when I laid my twin for
oh,
two. By the river, where black folk gather at the Sunday services too. Bought me a one-way fare. I'm leaving everything behind me, but in my heart I always care.
And I'll be right there.
Thank you, baby, 'cause nothing can replace that part of my life. And oh, oh,
I held my breath
oh,
when they dipped
yeah.
my head, then I came up shining.
I came out a new man.
Found out about love.
We're back after the lights go out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I don't know what happened. Something happened. But we're back. We're back now. T Smiley, we got you back on live.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
So this is live radio, by the way. This is not a pre-recorded show, just so you know. We are live right here on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. I am your girl, Kia D, holding it down for the show. We Talk Radio Network right here on We Talk Radio. And, of course, hanging out with my main man, T. Smiley, my Boaz, my fiance. I'll never forget about 2 years ago when he announced that we were dating online. I almost had a heart attack.
He was like, no, no,
and...
no.
Did I say that really? Did I really say no?
You said. Listen, I don't normally like to put my business out there, but I guess it's okay. I remember, and I was just like, oh, what? The? What?
Man, listen, I don't put my dating business out there. Like you gotta know me to know that. But I was like, you know what? My We Talk Radio family, they're important to me, so they need to know. So he put it out there, and it was all good. I was okay with it. In the past, I probably would have really had a heart attack, like, oh, my gosh. But it was cool. It was cool. I actually really liked him, and I didn't have a problem with that. And I didn't want him to think I was ashamed of being with him, because I'm sure I thought my reaction was like, what just happened? But because that wasn't it at all. It was just I'm very protective over my situation. So I'm sure a lot of people would agree. They would definitely agree with me. But I mean, he's an incredible and amazing man. Any woman would be and should be screaming on a mountaintop that they have you in their lives, that they are lucky enough to get you. So it's all good. I just have to be the lucky one. So it's all
That's
good.
That's right. That's right.
Got a couple more birthday shout outs to you, just so you know. I want to go ahead and give these to you. I think we said Miss Sheila's, didn't we? Yes, we said Miss Sheila's. And Miss Rhonda says happy birthday. Shakisha and Journey said happy birthday. And Miss Carolyn all said happy birthday. If you are here on the line and you want to say happy birthday to T Smiley, you can call us at 563-999-3456. If you're here already and you want to speak, just push number one. If you are just wanting to just say happy birthday, no need to press. Stay right there. We'll come around and get that information from you. But for everybody else who said happy birthday so far, thank you so very much. We appreciate the birthday love. Y'all can call in officially and wish him a happy birthday on his show on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on We Talk Radio Network. It's going down right here on We Talk Radio. So Thank you again so much for tuning in, making this the number one listening station for you. We'll be back tomorrow with the Diamond Crew podcast right here on We Talk Radio. Check them out at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. They will go live tomorrow, 4 p.m. They are freaking hilarious. Oh, man, you got to check out that show. It is real. It is funny. It is awesome. So check it out. Again, thanks for tuning in to the incredible We Talk Radio Networks After the Lights Go Out radio show. I'm closing out early today because I am celebrating T. Smiley's birthday alongside him. And so we're getting prepared for his birthday tonight. So T. Smiley, would you close us out in prayer?
Yes. Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
While he gets prepared to close us out in prayer.
Anyway, we're good.
While he gets prepared for that, make sure y'all check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Also, follow us on all our social media platforms and go check us out on YouTube, We Talk Radio Network. Like us, follow us, subscribe to us, all that.
All right. Without any further ado, Father God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for just blessing us on today, God. Thank you for just allowing me to see another year, God, that wasn't promised, God. Thank you for this. Shield me and protect me up and down the dangerous highways, in and out of different places, God. We know COVID is still here, God, but we thank you for covering, God. We ask that you just continue to cover us, keep us in your perfect will. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in, making this the number one listening station. We will be back tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, with the incredible and amazing Diamond Crew Kids. Thanks again for tuning in. See y'all next week. Bye.
Grandma Van clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma tambourine so well. Grandma's aunt used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Tony, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's aunt is a old, old grandma's aunt. To the local love.
your girl, your pal, your gal.
Anyways, Destiny Brown, y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea run is over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer, or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets, or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
This is Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Soil Church. Join me right here on Shine Lord Radio Show every Sunday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on We Talk Radio. And as I always say, don't meet me there, beat me there.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.